Welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you guys hanging out with us. And of course, we always like to have us check us out. Where, Ava?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
And Facebook, like us, please. Lots of cool stuff. If you're wanting to do something in this cold weekend, you don't have any idea what to do, just dial that up. Pull up the DNR website. There will be something that they have. It's outside of just seeing it from a fireplace and staying warm. So keep that in mind. And I think you're going to have a good weekend. Speaking of one of the activities that I think you guys are going to want to take part in, if nothing else, you got to see some cool product that I found out about earlier this week, and I have tracked down the main man behind this amazing new thing. I'm not going to give it away yet. Stay tuned for that, but we're going to highlight what this is all about. We're going to kind of softly walk through it, and we're bringing on Brian Davis. He is the co-founder and co-CEO of this new thing, and I'll introduce what it is. But Brian, short time I know you, I can tell you're high energy. Obviously, you've got some cool stuff coming. But let's go back a little bit, and your history within the industry, it's pretty darn cool. You've way back with Mercury, your family was Mercury, part of Mercury, right?
Yeah, absolutely. My dad started out as a project engineer and worked his way all the way to chief technology officer for all of Mercury worldwide by about 2008 when he retired from Mercury.
And when you say retired from Mercury, that doesn't mean you're retired from the industry, that's for sure. Once it's in your blood, you just kind of keep going. And at that level of experience, there's a lot left to give. And you guys started 7 Marine. Now, if a lot of people don't know what 7 Marine is, that's one of the first big V8 outboards that was put in place. And you kind of opened the engine hood like you opened the hood on your car. It was transversely mounted Corvette engine, or Cadillac engine. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, you got it. You got it.
Cadillac
right.
Engine. Upwards, it was 425, 525, and 625 horsepower, and you guys are the first to do that. Pretty amazing technology, and amazing stuff. You guys were involved in that. What prompted you to go step into that realm?
Well, you know, when you look and you see 4 outboards on the back of an offshore boat, it's pretty clear that the only thing limiting the size of the boat was the horsepower the customer could buy. So we went where the market didn't know was possible, and we added horsepower, and what happened? The boats got bigger. And then we cleared the way so that boat companies could make bigger boats, customers could have big boats that really performed well, and the engine company saw that there was a market there, so that it allowed Mercury to make 400, 500, 600, Yamaha to step into that 450 size, Yamaha or Honda to go to the 350. And yep. It really cleared the way for the outboard motors that you see today. Even here at the Minneapolis show, you'll see a 600 horsepower or a 425 yeah. V10. And what the big guys needed was somebody to prove out that there was a possibility to do something different. And then that company was acquired by Volvo Group. And we worked with Volvo for a while and worked together with them to kind of explore what outboard meant to their business. And it was a lot of fun. And we really helped move the industry. It was kind of a catalyst for change that helped the customer get what they wanted.
Well, and this is the reason that I'm so excited about this. When it comes to cool stuff, I always get excited. I mean, having worked for Evinrude for years, and we came out with the new G2, it was super cool, and there's a lot of cool things that were involved with it. But this, I think this takes super cool to a whole nother level, and this is no joke, you guys. I found this online, and I went, I need to figure out, and then I found out that where you're at right now, we'll talk about it a little bit later, but you have come out with what I consider to be the most cutting-edge pontoon I've ever seen in my life. This is crazy. It's called Flamingo. The company is Flamingo Pontoon, correct?
That's exactly right. Flamingo Marine.
So fill everybody in. Let's give us some detail as to what this is all about. You go from Mercury to 7 Marine to now absolutely cutting edge. You guys are at the forefront of cutting edge in the marine industry. Where is this at? What's it all about?
You know, when you look at the pontoon industry, what you see is a family gathering platform for families to come together. I mean, it's just absolutely the best way to go enjoy the day on the water. But the boats are limited based on what a lot of the different companies can buy from the supply chain. And there's almost anything you can imagine you can buy. But yet, you have to use the boat the way you buy it for the rest of the life of the boat. And what we came up with is we wanted a boat that could just do whatever you wanted in the moment, to deliver all of the key features of every boat in one package that's intuitive, that's easy, and that is just a ton of fun to use, designed around the family. And so we saw an opportunity to engineer and innovate new features, much like we did at 7, that benefit the customer. So if you want a boat with couches, you can have couches. If you want to move those couches in our boat, you can have a giant sun pad. You can have a giant table. You can convert your windshields into serving counters. And we came up with, what are the key features that a customer is going to want to do to enjoy a day on the water? And we call those the Flamingo Five. We've got a Gemini fold-out bow lounge table. We've got windshields that convert into serving counters. We've got a mega lounge in the rear stern that can convert into a near infinite number of seating options. And our sides fold out into wings, which give you 50% more deck space. So in a 24-foot boat, you can have the deck space of a 30-foot boat. You can go from an 8.5-foot beam to a 13-foot beam just by flipping down the wings. And you get 100% more access to the water. So traditional pontoon has like 26 feet of access to the water. It's why they're so awesome to use. Our boat has 56 feet of access to the water. And so when you take all those features and you package them together in a really cool style, because we love lights and style, we came up with a product that just delivers to the customer in a new way.
Well, and I got to tell you, Brian, the thing that stood out in my mind was the drop-down sides. That is, if you guys, I'm not joking about this. You have to see this boat before you buy a pontoon boat. There is no other boat like this anywhere I have ever seen in my life. And it is not just a cool factor, but cool factor that has dividends to it. And your prime the fold down sides are crucial, because in a pontoon boat, you'll get, let's say, 8, 9, 10 people in the boat. And when you stop to just hang out, what happens? That area, the walkway is crowded. Now you have the capability of expanding that walkway and turning it into a lounge area that you, there's nothing else that has it except for let's say it's a 55 Suenos.
That's right. That's right. But you know the cool thing? On a 55 Suenos, the seats are then going to be stuck in the middle, and you're always walking around them. And the key to the fold-down sides was we decided, let's allow us to move the couches in the back. Let's convert the rear seating into a dynamic floor plan so you can open the sides, and now you can move the seats around so that you can always have access to the water and enjoy.
Well, and you're experiencing what a 10-wide would give you without having to go 10-wide. In fact, more space than even a 10-foot-wide pontoon would be able to give you, right?
Exactly. Actually, a 10 wide by 30 has 153 square feet of deck space, and our 245 in the show has 170 square feet of deck space.
That's crazy. That is absolutely amazing. So, triple tube pontoon configurations, what are you guys doing? Lifting strakes, those kinds of things, the same performance benefits
sure.
You're looking for everybody else that's out there right now?
Yeah, actually, what we've been able to do is we've reinvented that tube. Why stop above the deck?
Yep.
We've created prismatic hulls that have closed cell foam, so they won't wick any water, and they have a 20-degree dead rise. So you actually mentioned the 55 Suenos. This boat cuts through chop and wake boat rollers like a large offshore center console, because we have the same dead rise in our tunes. We've been able to engineer the running surface for a smooth, quiet ride that delivers maximum performance, delivering up to a 20% for performance advantage, which means you can carry all these features with the same horsepower at the same price point as competitive boats and get the performance that you love.
That's crazy. I know that there's other companies that have tried to do that before. They call it the RPT. They call it, name it, elliptical this and whatever else that. They're achieving performance, but you guys have taken that to a whole different level. Like I say, everything that goes into it is completely thought out to really change the game. I sound like I'm shot out of a cannon in this, because I have never seen anything like it, and I'm not joking. Well, if you guys,
you know what I love, and for your listeners, you sound like the folks that get to walk on the boat here at the show. So if you get a chance to come out and see us, the energy that Eric has, that I have, it's real. It's exciting. It's real innovation. It's customer inspired, and it's designed to make your day on the water more fun.
Now let's talk horsepower. What sizes do you
Absolutely.
Have for the customer that wants to have, let's say it's a medium-sized lake, they've got something in, have you had something in that 22-foot category?
Absolutely. We have a 22, We have a 24 and we have a 26. There's two 24s here on display at the show. Our minimum recommended horsepower on the 22 is a 150, and it can go up to a 250. Our 24 goes from 200 to 425, and our 26 goes from about 250 to 500 horsepower.
That's awesome. All singles, correct?
All singles. We have had some requests for twins, but we're starting with singles. And, you know, most people are here even saying they're interested in 115s and 90s, and we're not saying no to that. It just depends on how much performance you want.
No, and that's nothing less than fantastic. I got to hand it to you guys. It's kind of a fun step in a completely, not different direction, but I will say this, you've leapt far and away in front of everybody in that world.
You know, we just love customer-driven innovation. You know, we did it in outboard, we're doing it in pontoon. And what I love here is this is innovation that we all get to see on the lake at our neighbor's house or in our own dock. And it's part of why we called it Flamingo. It's like part of the family. It's a friend. And anytime, if you think back, when did you see your first Flamingo? You're probably with your family and it was a good day.
Absolutely.
And we want to bring that same magic to the lakes in Minnesota, the lakes in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and all the way across the country. We're building this business to hit high volume, real scale. We're pricing these products to sell. We've got the key sizes, the 22, 24, 26, and we're just super stoked to be here. You know, the other thing, we're here with the best dealer in the area. We've been able to partner up with River Valley. I know you know them, Eric, and
yep.
We're here in their booth. And actually, I've got John Wooden right here with me.
Perfect.
So we're very excited about the relationship to grow this business together with the top dealers.
Well, Brian, I appreciate you taking the time. You'll be down there the whole show?
Absolutely.
All right.
Sunday.
Fantastic. Well, tell you what, Brian, if you can hand the phone over to John real quick.
I'd love to.
They've got some other cool stuff have to touch on, too.
Okay, here's John.
Hey, call Darren and
hello.
This wouldn't be John Wooden, would it?
Mr. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. You got a lot of stuff going on down there. Man, oh, man, down at the Minneapolis Boat Show going today. It's Saturday today and Sunday tomorrow. You guys got a full court press going on with this deal. Flamingo pontoons?
Flamingo pontoon, Eric. It's it rarely, you know, new sells and new is new absolutely moves the needle in the marine world, and there hasn't been a lot of new in the pontoon world for a while, and this is it's been very, very interesting last 48 hours. We've had a lot of fun.
I tell you, John, I saw it, and I just absolutely had to reach out, and I'm glad I was able to do that. I've been really pushing to get people to go down and see this thing. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen in the pontoon world. It is absolutely amazing. Unbelievable. So you've got other additions, another key addition to what you guys have down at the show this year. It begins with an E and it ends in an S, and it's a pretty cool addition to what you guys have as a stable for boats that people can look at.
I'm solely manning the displayer today right now, which is, so we're really excited about Everglades. Very, very premium brand. And we're bringing it to Minnesota and the five-state area, so we're really excited about that partnership as well. So we've got a pair of 25 footers on display that will work really well up and down the river. They'll work up and down the St. Croix and the rest of the big lakes. And if we want to go big water, we've got a nice twin 285. So we're excited about our partnership with Everglades. Everglades is going to continue to expand in lower footages as I'm pushing them in our land of 11,465 lakes, and also Eric, you know, on the bigger waters as well. So we're excited about our partnership there.
And knowing the saltwater business and what I do in my other job, I know that the Everglades brand is definitely at the forefront of all of the saltwater center consoles, and they've got quite a number of different things that they're going to be doing. And I suspect you're pushing them in that direction. So that's going to be pretty cool. You guys also have the full Sea-Doo lineup down there. You guys have Chris. You've got Benningtons. You've got everything else going on down there. What else have you got? You got ski boats down there too, wake boats.
Yeah, we've got our Cobalt line. We've got our Chris Craft line. We've got our Bennington pontoon line. We've got Yamaha jet boats. Don't forget about those.
Oh, yeah.
The world's number one selling boat, 19, 22, and 25 footer. back to, you know, the purpose of the call was Flamingo grabbed the attention. I don't know if Mr. Brian Davis explained, but we have Flamingos. The beautiful thing for the listenership, Eric, of your show and my, obviously my backyard, $89.95, you could get yourself into a Flamingo. So they're affordable for, you know, for the average family. So that's what's so exciting about this is we're not talking about just the one percenters of the world. We're talking about the entire marine market can afford a Flamingo.
Well, and they can experience all the cool things that company has really put to the test and put out there for the consumer to have a truly Flamingo envy. And I think that's what they're going to be seeing this year out on the waters and the lakes that people pick those things up. I thought about that earlier, and it's like if you don't have a Flamingo on the lake, you will have Flamingo envy. I can't believe how cool what they have really put together. It's really changed the concept of pontooning and boating in general to really expand that party platform and hangout platform for families and however you want to recreate on the water.
That's right.
Well, John, I really appreciate the time. You guys have a good show down there. I think it's going to be a good weather this weekend for people to hang out down at the Minneapolis Boat Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center. It's going to be a good day inside. And you know what? It's always a good day to go looking at boats, but even better when you get one and put one in your garage for the summer. John, I hope you have a great day. Have a good weekend, and we will talk soon.
Always sunny and 72 degrees inside the Convention Center.
We love it. We love it. River Valley Power and Sport, check it out. They've got a lot of things going on down there. Flamingo Pontoons is one of them. Check them out. Make sure you stop down there and say hi. Salem River Valley is there, and the Valley Outdoors sent you. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric.
And that is a wrap, you guys. A lot of cool stuff, and if you get a chance, you got to go down to the Minneapolis Boat Show. It is absolutely amazing what they've got going down there, and just go down there to see that boat. It would be worthwhile. It's not going to be showing up everywhere. And to see and experience it is going to be something worthwhile. So hang tight. You're going to go see that this weekend. Stay warm if you need to stay at home. But, hey, venture out. It's worth it. Have fun. And for the Valley Outdoors, Ava and myself, we are out. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.